Welcome back to Music's Journey, where we get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. I am your host, Kim Sear. Now, before I get into my interview with Therese, I would like to be able to talk to you about just a few things. If you enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show, and it really does help grow the community that we are trying to develop here. If you are someone who has recently found our podcast, welcome. We are really excited to have you here. So please make sure you subscribe and stay tuned to the future episodes. Please take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag Music's Journey Podcast, Now and Then Magazine as well. And I will feature you in a future podcast. Without further ado, here's my interview with Therese. I have such a great show here for you today. I am joined by Canadian artist, producer, and creative director Therese is here, and she's here to talk about her brand new debut EP, Sad Girl Summer, which is out today, and it showcases such an incredible body of work by this very, very special artist, and it talks about self-love and empowering and so many great messages that are embodied in this beautiful beautiful job that she's done here for this new EP. So I'm really excited to have her on the show here. So welcome to the show, Therese.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this as well.
Oh, you know what? You are, I'm telling you, you are making the mark right now when it comes to this original music that you've got. So I am so excited to hear the stories behind this whole entire EP because it's pretty incredible.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You are still in your early 20s, and you have accomplished so much in your career. It's insane, girl. I just cannot believe how inspiring your story really is.
Oh, that means the world. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a grind. I feel really confident in my skills right now with where I'm at. I've worked really hard to be able to be quite independent as an artist, and it feels really nice to be recognized for that. So thank you.
It's insane when I look at everything you've accomplished so far and just the things that you do. I know songwriting is so important to you, and I know that just the female music part of this for producers in the industry today. Tell us a little bit about that creative side of yourself and how producing has become one of the hats that you wear.
Yeah, I'm actually, funny enough, I'm stepping out. I'm in LA right now, and I just stepped out of a session to do this call with you. So it truly is such a massive part of my life. Regarding production, it's relatively new to me. Like, I started producing during the pandemic, and, you know, I think just trying to look at the silver lining, it was one of the good things that came out of the pandemic for me, because I really wouldn't have had the time to just take on such a significant learning curve. And so I started by taking a program called the SoCan Equity X program.
Oh, what a great program.
Yes, it's so amazing, and it helps close the gender disparity gap within music production, because I think it's that only 2-3% of producers across North America are women.
I know, female, so, it's insane.
I know, it's so crazy. And for me, I mean, it has truly been so liberating, because now I can choose to collaborate instead of having a need to. Mm-hmm. And so if I really have a vision for a song and I know where I want it to go, then I can do that myself, which I think is just such a cool way to create and has really shifted my creation process.
Well, because if you hadn't already had all of that going for you to begin with, but now it's so nice to be able to have such an open vision now and so much more that you can do with your craft, and it's just endless to where you can go from here. Now, I know how important it is to you to support different issues in the world today and to show your support as an advocate. So tell us a little bit about that and about the women's rights and everything that you support right now.
There's so many different causes that I'm passionate about, and truly, I think empowering women is just so important to me, and through this production, it has become more important to me, just realizing just how many women maybe are choosing to not pursue production. It can be really challenging when you don't see other people like you, whether it's gender or age or ethnicity, doing something that you want to do. It can feel very daunting to pursue that. Mm-hmm. And so I really hope that through this production. Hopefully I can inspire some women to also pursue production, and as I grow within my career, really using this platform to raise women up to be able to do that. I'm also very, very passionate about the Pride community, the LGBTQIA plus community. Love is love, and I love that message. I think it's amazing. And I just think we're all human, and we're all going through hard times, and we don't need to make it harder on each other.
Well, exactly. I know it's been such a tough time when it comes to what this pandemic has brought out for an awful lot of people, and we'll get that into that a little bit later. But so much has changed, and I'm hoping that there's so much more that needs to change, and I'm really hoping that the world is going to embrace that and just remember, you know what, we're all here, we're born the same way, we go out the same way, and we all have the exact same needs, you know, as one another. And it's about time everybody gets on board with that. And that's just love, respect, and compassion for one another.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you for being involved and becoming the advocate that you have and using the platform that you have. I so respect that. Now,
thank you.
Today, you know, for a lifetime of songwriting and the performances that you've already got on your belt at such a young age, you have already performed alongside of one of my absolute favorites, and that's Keith Urban. And he is such a special soul. He is one of the most humblest men I have ever seen. And he sent me a very special video for my wedding. And
that's so sweet.
Yeah, I've never met anybody that has so much love for his fans, and every show I've ever seen that he's done, he's always out there playing long after the band's already gone in, and he will stay there until the fans hear the last song. Doesn't matter whether it's rain or shine, he does it every single time, and he is there for his fans on social media. But he's such a great family man, and just I don't know, great human being all the way around. And you've also opened for Canadian artists. So many things that you have done and written for so many artists across the board worldwide. Tell us what the most important and most incredible experience has been for you so far.
I think the most incredible experience was I was playing the Calgary Pride Parade. And so I'm on a float within the parade, just me and my guitar. I was the only live performer that plays in the parade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's... parades are really fun, but it's a lot of starting and stopping, and you're performing to a big audience, but it's like not all at the same time, and it's like a big stretch. But so we were starting and stopping, about to exit the kind of parade route, and we stopped at this corner, and I finished my song, and I could hear these protesters and see their signs. They had these massive signs that were going over the crowd, and I mean, they were there to spread hate and to protest and essentially destroy this celebration of love, was their intention. And there was a row of police that was separating them from the protest, or sorry, from the parade goers, from the protesters. And the music stops. I'm at this corner. We're at a complete stop. I got the audience just singing and shouting and cheering and enjoying themselves so loud that it completely drowned out the protesters. No one could hear them. And I was choking back tears. I was trying not to cry, and aww. I think that really shows the power of music, of just bringing people together, kind of really despite anything, and same thing with this pandemic.
You know, it's incredible to hear that story, because when we sit back and look at everything that the world is going through right now, and it's just, I know that people have their opinions, but at the same time, why can't we come together and just respect each other's opinions, respect each other's lives? And, you know, it's so much else is so much important in this world when it comes to the pandemic, as you're saying, everything that people are going through today. There's so much suffering, and just why we just can't respect and just love each other. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, and I think that this is actually a really unique experience, because for the first time in my lifetime, globally, we're all having a shared experience at the same time. Like, I'm sure there's shared experiences that happen kind of in conjunction with one another, and, you know, at different timelines, like breakups. Like, a lot of us experience breakups throughout our lifetime, but to have the world globally experiencing the same thing at the same time is pretty insane. Like, I've never live through something like that, and I don't know if I ever will again. Mm-hmm. And this is a time that truly the world can connect over a shared experience, which is really, I think, really interesting. And I think it's sad that there's a lot of polarity that's coming into play, but I think people are also really scared, and it just comes out in different ways for different people.
Exactly. Very, very well put.
Thank you.
I know that I am so excited when it comes to this debut for the EP. Sad Girl Summer is out today. So let's talk about the album and what it means to you with the lyrics and the topics of the EP, touching on self-love and mental health and acceptance. Talk about the writing of this EP.
Yeah, so the writing, I mean, this is my first full body of work, so I'm really trying to choose the best songs to create a cohesive project, but also to really represent these last 2 years I've had as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, I mean, Sad Girl is kind of like, I would say, the lead song off of the EP, since it's called Sad Girl Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was actually written over, I think it was 2 years. We just couldn't get it right, and we just kept revisiting it, and I was so passionate about it, and I was like, I want this on my project, like, we need to figure this out. And that song's really all about social media and this facade that we play to the world and how it can be so different behind the scenes, and just kind of a call to action to really stop this comparison of your behind the scenes to someone's highlight reel.
That's well put. Very well put.
But that was the song that took the longest to write, and I believe it was the only song that was started prior to the pandemic, and then everything else was written during the pandemic, during virtual sessions.
Mm-hmm. I know that the Sad Girl portion of the title is such a deeper emotion within the EP, and as you said, the summer's supposed to be the fun end of it, the uplifting part of it.
Yeah, I found that through this project, one of the things that I'm very interested in is the contrast between things. So there's the saying of hot girl summer, which is supposed to be like this, like, flirty, fun, drinking, kind of quintessential teenage summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to play on that saying of, yeah, that might be what it looks like online or on Instagram or from the outside, but who knows, maybe that person's actually struggling with a breakup or with mental health or with some other struggle, and this is all like as a coping mechanism to kind of cover that and hide that and distract themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And Sad Girl Summer is kind of the uncovering of that.
Well, we're going to do this one right now. So this is your own unique musical style blends of the pop and the R&B with that punk edge to it. So it's complemented by those deep and meaningful lyrics and that beautiful voice of yours. So I just love the play on the title. Let's play the lead track, Sad Girl, by my very special guest, Therese.
I only show you what I want to show you. Only show you what you want to see. It's a fantasy I'm making for you. And I can paint it perfectly.
Perfectly.
I sip champagne and pigs at the party. People with names, really somebody. Love it when they're looking at me. It's the only thing that makes me happy. Ooh, you're gonna like what you see. Living the high life. But the real me is a sad girl with girl, and hiding what's wrong, 'cause it can't be a
What a great song. So the EP features the lead track, Sad Girl, which is that bubbly song that we just heard, and it serves such a, I don't know, such a wide range of social media right now, you know, with the lyrics that are directly in contrast with the melody. So talk a little bit more about the feel for this one and the message that you wanted as the lead track coming out for this EP.
Yeah, so again, pulling on the contrast, if you're listening to this and you're looking for a drinking game, just take a sip every time I say contrast. But I really wanted the melody in the track to sound very happy and bubbly, while the lyrics sound sad and dark, and what a lot of us experience behind the scenes, and maybe not all the time, but absolutely sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I wanted those to kind of play on this, really like this metaphor for social media, and so that everything truly was a cohesive polarity of what social media can be.
100%, because especially today, it is extremely relevant. And you know, with everything that everybody's gone through, as we said, social media, it can be a good thing, but it also can be a tough thing. And when people have had vices and not even necessarily knowing they had one, and to be able to go through a pandemic where you can't see your friends, you can't see family, a lot of people are distanced from their family, and to be able to get out of the house and being able to just go see a friend or just go talk to a friend, a lot of people had that world come to a complete stop. And when that noise is there, you can't escape it. So those vices became much more relevant in their day-to-day lives. And it's been tough for so many people with mental illness and so many other things. But you can relate this song to so many other topics as well. And that's what I love about it.
Thank you.
Well done. So if you haven't already downloaded your copy of the pop artist Therese's brand new EP out today, get out there, get it, and you are going to love it. So if you see all the other songs that are on this one, you're going to love that too. This City, Cake, Lonely, there's just so many great, really cool songs on this one. So get out there, download it, add it to your playlist, and don't forget to call your local radio stations where you can add that to your favorites and get it onto the rotation. So it takes artists decades to cultivate what this artist has done. So I am so excited about Sad Girl Summer. So it is available out today everywhere on all the streaming platforms. So don't forget to go and get it right now. Where can fans get in touch with you?
First of all, thank you for your super kind words. I'm so excited that you're excited, and I've busted my butt on this project, so I'm very excited for people to hear it as well. So they can connect with me across all social media platforms at Therese Music. Don't make it too hard on yourself. It's just T-E-R-E-Z or The Therese Music on TikTok. And, I mean, there's lots more to come. I just finished a 3-part music video trilogy, so that's out if you are looking for a video, and maybe there's some more videos coming. I don't know.
Very good. Congratulations. You know, it's great when you get to release something that's this important to you and have that as your debut EP. Now, when we're coming to all of the vision for this, the incredible messages that you've got. We've got so many different songs to talk about here that are on there. So for the full spectrum of emotions, go behind the songs. Talk about This City.
This City was one of the singles that was used prior to the release of this full EP. It was the second single off of the project. Mm-hmm. And that song I actually wrote when I was living in Toronto, and I was super lonely. And I wrote this idea in my film, "This City Makes Me Think of You," because I think a lot of times when we're lonely, we kind of grasp for the last time that we felt really loved and needed. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that's been an old romantic relationship. And so, super lonely in Toronto, I finally, after working my butt off, finally got invited to join what's called a songwriting camp, which is pretty much like a very literal version of musical chairs. Mm-hmm. Where all these creatives come to a studio, producers, songwriters, artists, and you mix everybody up. They go into a session, write a song, and when they're done, everybody switches rooms, and you just keep writing until you run out of time. And that was a big move for me, being so new within the city. Mm-hmm. And I brought this idea in of This City Makes Me Think of You, and had this great connection with the other writers in the room, realizing I really wasn't the only person who felt lonely in this city. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it can feel like you're the only one feeling that way. And we wrote this song and we had so much fun. We were spinning around on office chairs and jumping on the couches and in the studio. And it was just a big turning point for me in Toronto because I was able to connect on a personal level, but also create a lot of business connections to continue really working in that area and up-leveling my skills.
Well, it's great when you're doing songwriting sessions because any producer will tell you that, or any label will tell you that. The more writing you do with more people, the more that you understand about yourself, and you learn little things as you go, as you know, learning something from somebody that's sitting across from you. Man, I never thought of it that way before. And it just opens up that creativity even more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to your cheeky lyrics of Cake, tell us about that.
Cake is a super fun track. The cheeky lyric that you're referring to is, you can't have her cake and eat mine.
That's right.
I had so much fun writing this track. Really, it's a bit of an ode to modern day dating, is you can't go date her and then come hook up with me when you're bored. Of just like this kind of having your foot in one pool and your toe in another, and it's just very, like, messy, the dating scene today. Mm-hmm. And so this is really an ode to, nope, that doesn't work for me. You can't have her cake and eat mine. And, in fact, you're done. We are not seeing each other anymore.
And it's good, you know, to give that message because so many of us have gone through this. I've gone through this. You know, generations have gone through this. But, you know, it just wasn't talked about, you know, the same, and being able to use that platform to be able to really help people, you know, to have that self-love, love each other, or love yourself enough, you know, to say I'm worth it, and nope, you know what, you can't see it, too bad, move on.
Yeah, absolutely, and I hope that this song can really empower people to feel that if they're having trouble cutting those people off.
That's right, because we have to cut out the toxic, right? We got to get rid of that noise that, you know, clutters up our life and we stay stuck too long. You might miss that person. You might have really cared about that person, but you know what? You've just shown exactly what you're looking for, and it only gets better when you get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the themes with, there's a few that I like to call revenge anthems on the EP. And I think a really common theme among that is, although I talk about revenge a lot on this EP, I don't think it's actually necessary. I think
it's good, though.
Mean, but the most hurtful thing you can do is just cut off someone's access to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be in my life anymore. You can't contact me or call me because you're lonely or you're bored. That's a you problem. And I'm moving on and I'm up leveling and I'm focused on me. And truly, I think that is one of the harshest, well, still really being like classy and composed things to do, is just to fully cut somebody off.
It's healthy. Okay, so let's give that a new word. It's healthy. Because,
yes, it's healthy.
Yes, because you know what? The yo-yo stuff, we put ourselves through that, and we don't need love that bad from one person. You're never going to change anybody. And you got to realize that. So many people try to, you know, they have that idea of what the relationship should look like. And when it doesn't work out that way and you really see the true colors of somebody, that's where you just got to be able to say, okay, you know what? This is not about them anymore. This is about me. And this is where I need to be able to step up and say, you know what? This isn't working. You just don't have what I'm looking for. And that's okay. You know, you live on, mm-hmm. You do your own thing. And now this is my turn to go find what I'm actually looking for. And, you know, it's just as long as you understand you can't change anybody. That's the main thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, now talk about the other songs on there that you've labeled as the revenge songs so everybody knows which ones they are.
So I'm referring to Kitty and Devil's Daughter. Kitty was, I think it's one of my favorite tracks. I know I'm not supposed to say that because they're like your children and, you know, you're not supposed to pick a favorite. But I think Kitty is one of my favorite tracks on there. I feel like it has a vibe of Hit the Road Jack a little bit within the chorus, and I mm-hmm. think it's just really fun. And I mean, the whole song talks about how cats have nine lives, and so someone who really hurt me, I'm going to ruin their life 8 more times.
There's so many people out there are going to be relating to this one.
Yeah, so kind of pulling on like this kind of humorous thing. We're also being really sassy and tongue-in-cheek. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's my favorite.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, you also have the vulnerable tracks on here. So let's talk about Lonely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lonely, again, is one of my favorites. I mean, every song we talk about, I'm probably going to be like, it's my favorite one. but Lonely is a really special song to me. I wrote that by myself with just me and my guitar, just about being in the music industry and just having to put so much of yourself into making this career really work and having to make a lot of sacrifices and feeling like no one really understands what that's like. And I think that it's not just relatable to the music industry. I really hope people in different areas of their life can relate to it. Like, I'm sure you're going to school for something really intensive, like becoming a lawyer. It can just feel very isolating when you're having to choose working and moving yourself forward over social time or over other things that people in your age group are doing. And so this song's really special to me for that reason. I think it's the most vulnerable song for sure on the project.
I'm glad you mentioned what you did, you know, when it comes to that vulnerability and different issues or, you know, different ways that people can see this song in their own lives, because you tapped on something there. You know, when it comes to, you know, people are going through so much heartache when it comes to being at a certain age group and, you know, you think you're set in life and you're coming to the end of your career. You know, I'm talking about, you know, people that might be in, you know, 45 to the 50 range, right? And that have lost their jobs and lost everything that they'd worked for. You know, everything that they had set aside, everything for their family, and were living out of their cars right now and trying to have an idea of how to reinvent themselves. And so many people have lost their jobs along the way. They might not have lost it to that degree, but it's really hard, you know, when you've got to reinvent yourself, to look at your life in a whole different way. And, you know, life has its ups and its downs, and we might not be able to see what's going on in the moment, what the long-term, you know, lesson is in it and where you're going to be, you know, from it. But working hard, you know, sometimes is really difficult, and some people just don't need to do it as much. And this is a part of the career as a musician, and it's so difficult, and it's so hard to get on radio, and the grind people just don't understand. They think that you've got, oh, hey, you're writing music, you're on the radio, it's all that, it's all this. It's not. Years ago, you know, decades ago, labels used to pay for all of that. They used to pay for your radio tours. They used to pay for the promotions. It doesn't exist anymore. And that's why the live streaming platforms is so incredibly important for every single artist, because you guys have to pay for every single dime, and it's hard to be working and to be able to save, let alone pay rent and everything else that you need to save money to get into a studio. And to get out there and pay for those radio tours, take time off work to pay for the radio tours. And then you got to worry about live performances and still working. It's so difficult today. And, you know, I think that, you know, if that's just a little insight that I can give the fans out there to what you guys have to go through every day. And then you got to pay promoters, you know, to get your stuff out there. And people have had to reinvent doing it themselves and running social media alone. Let's just face 24/7 to get on there. So you guys wearing so many hats. It's insane.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. It is so much work, and it's really more like being an entrepreneur these days to be a musician. And although it is a lot of work, I think this is the time where artists have been the most empowered.
Yep.
The market is super saturated right now, because anyone who likes to sing can go on social media and sing, and if something takes off, then they can have a really excellent career. And social media has very much like saturated the volume of artists within the market, but also it has really empowered artists, where the power is now in their hands. They're not going and begging gatekeepers to give them a chance and please play my song and please sign me. Mm-hmm. It really has allowed for artists to be a lot more independent. And yeah, you have to be a social media specialist and a branding specialist and know how to build a website and know things about selling merchandise along with all the musical components.
Mm-hmm.
But you are keeping a bigger piece of the pie as well. So everything has a yin and a yang and a trade-off. And I think that's also key in just people understanding what it's like to be a musician in the industry.
And I think, too, like with the pandemic, you know, the silver lining, you know, to part of that for musicians as well is it's leveled out the playing field. You know, for the artists that get played all the time, it doesn't matter, you know, whether the song's a hit or not a hit. You know, the ones that are played and already on radio get played with their new stuff all the time. And it's harder for new artists to come in and get a slot in rotation. And so now it's kind of laid out and completely just given a level playing field. And I think that's a real bonus. And then crossing borders too. You guys are able to cross borders like never before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely we are.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really excited for you. Now, was there a song that you've written that has been so difficult? You may have released or may not have released or never have any intentions of releasing it. Emotionally for you, one that was very difficult, very raw, vulnerable for you to write. Can you name what that song is and why?
I think it would be Lonely. That was one of the most challenging songs. And I think, too, it's like you pour out your heart in these songs. And then I actually find one of the hard parts with writing such vulnerable songs is showing it to your family. Because one of the lyrics I say in there is, I can't stay in one place for long, and I know it drives my mom crazy. And when I played it for my mom, she was, like, tearing up. And, you know, and really, I find it just, it's almost like performing. Like, it's harder to perform to a room of five people than it is to perform to a room of 5,000. Because, you know, people just kind of, it's just a sea of people instead of, like, oh, my God, I'm making direct eye contact with one of five people. And I feel that way with sharing vulnerable music is when it's to your family, it's that like, oh my gosh, like you're really seeing behind the curtain and this is things I've struggled with or things I haven't shared with you before.
Mm-hmm.
But when you release it to the world, it's not, I just feel like it's not as hard for me because I'm like, okay, well, people are going to listen to it. And that's amazing. And I want people to relate with it so much. And I can't wait to hear how it's received.
Well, they're gonna really, really enjoy the first single that you had off of this one. That was Hot Mess, because we're all a hot mess behind the scenes, right? We're not put together. You know, half the people that are doing stuff that, you know, we're not doing online like you're seeing everybody from, you know, the top TV celebrating artists and film. They're all sitting there doing it from their home too. So all of us are a hot mess right now. That must have been a really, really good one, you know, for you to do.
Yeah, I wrote that. Again, I was sitting on my floor, just me and my guitar. And I actually wrote it after a date, like the next day, because I had left my wallet in an Uber. And so, I mean, the lyrics aren't fully accurate. I say I left my phone in an Uber, but it was actually my wallet. So there's the secret behind there. Yeah, I was trying to get my wallet back, like texting with this Uber driver, and I was just laughing at myself, being like, wow, I'm a disaster right now. And I kind of just put my phone down and wrote that song just as it is, and I honestly kind of wrote it as like a joke and just a way to poke fun at myself. And then, you know, just when you're having those days where you spill your coffee and you forget your keys and you forget your laptop and just everything that can go wrong does go wrong. I was like, really? So many people can relate to that, whether it is just forgetting your wallet
every
in an Uber or much worse than that.
Every day. I'm just saying every day when we're wearing so many hats, we have that day every day here.
Yeah.
I can relate to that one. I can absolutely relate to that one. You are listening to Music's Journey, and I am talking to my very, very special guest, Therese. She is quite something, and it's very, very impressive to be able to sit down and talk to this young artist who's just got such an incredible vision. Are you able to answer a few of the burning questions portion of the show?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. What is the hardest thing that you have been faced with personally becoming a musician today?
Personally, mental health has really been a struggle for me. I've struggled with anxiety and depression for the last few years, and overcoming that has been hard. I think it's hard for anybody. I think especially when there's so much uncertainty in the music industry and the lows are very low and the highs are very high, you just have to learn how to self-regulate mm-hmm. and how to find an equilibrium and a neutral spot within yourself regardless of what's going on around you.
Very, very well put. Favorite moment on stage so far?
It would have to be the Pride Parade story that I mentioned previously of shutting out the protesters and having the crowd get so loud that we just completely drowned them out.
Very cool. What is your favorite thing to do with the girlfriends? What's your favorite thing to do with your friends?
I think it would honestly be just talking. And I know that sounds so like generic, but I truly have some of the most amazing humans in my life. And I think they're so intelligent and so funny. And I'm someone who loves to have deep discussions and talk about the world and talk about how it can be made a better place or how more people can be positively impacted by the work that we're doing. And I love to do that, especially over wine.
Do you do it on Zoom or do you get online and just have like a girls' night that way, or do you get together?
We'll get together kind of as we can. We're pretty cautious with, okay, what did you do in the last 2 weeks? Okay, we're all good. And so sometimes it'll be over the phone. Sometimes it'll be in person, but just kind of getting in that girl time whenever I can.
Okay. All right. Very cool. All right. So favorite meal that you have to have after being on tour?
Oh, that's a great question. It's not really a meal, but I love mashed potatoes.
Lots.
Just a heaping plate of mashed potatoes would be excellent.
Do you put anything in it? Like, do you put any spices in it or just mashed potatoes and butter?
Mashed potatoes, butter, bit of garlic, bit of salt. You're making my mouth water.
Well, I know. If my husband was here, he'd be saying the same thing. One of his favorite, he loves that. Favorite TV series or movie?
My favorite movie is Legally Blonde for so many reasons. I think if I was in school, I would write my university or college dissertation on it.
That I'd like to see. That one I want to hear. I want to have a deep discussion on this one.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's one of those topics I could fully go off on. I just personally love her attitude throughout the whole movie. I think it's such an empowering message for women. Mm-hmm. I would love to see it redone with a more diverse cast, but I think the storyline is awesome.
Very cool. Favorite band or artist that you have worked with or opened with and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. Maybe Rhea May. I mean, she's so inspiring, and it's so amazing to see women in the music industry, especially Canadian women, mm-hmm. really doing and accomplishing what the goals that I've set out for myself. So that was really inspiring, and I mean, obviously her music is just incredible.
Very cool. Very cool. She is. She is just one powerful lady. Absolutely love her. Okay, so favorite song of all time and why?
Vienna by Billy Joel, which whenever I tell anybody that, they're like, what? But I love the lyrics of that song. It is that song that when I'm having an existential crisis, I just need to sit down and listen to it 25 to 50 times. And I'm like, oh, I think it's going to be fine.
Nice. Is there a place that you would love to travel that has more meaning to it? Not just like, hey, I just want to get away for a vacation, but a place that would mean something to you culturally?
I would absolutely love to go to Japan. I'm so interested in so many different components that Japan has to offer, but specifically the technology and the fashion. I've just, for the last 3 years, I have just been dying to go. I think it would be such an incredible place to experience culturally and really just dive into what Japan is all about.
The meanings behind all of the stuff that they have there, just their traditions. And yeah, it's a pretty amazing place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you could adopt an animal, any kind of animal, okay, and you would obviously do this from afar, so virtually, you know, to help somebody to raise an animal, what would it be and why?
Well, I adopted a dog, so trying to be conscious of her, it would have to be from a distance, mm-hmm. because she is like the size of a shoe, but it would probably be a lion.
I love lions.
Me too. I have a lion tattoo on my arm, and I just think they're so stunning and so powerful and just such a staple in an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. I just love their story. I love everything about them. And if there's one place I could go to, it would be Africa, just where I could just see them in their natural environment.
Yeah, I actually went to South Africa a few years ago, and I went on a safari. It was just the coolest thing ever.
Ugh. I hate you right now. Okay. I loved you, but now I hate you right now because I haven't been there.
It's honestly, I think not enough people put it on their bucket list, because one of the things that I loved was that as you're going, the guides will explain, at least the safari I went on, they'll explain different things about the ecosystem, mm-hmm. and really educate you. Like, I am not a fan of spiders whatsoever.
Oh, God, we are so alike.
Yeah, don't bring it anywhere near me. but as we're on the safari, there was we're driving through the bushes pretty quick, and they came to a complete stop, and one of the guides was holding a spider web above his head. And I was like, okay, I mean, I don't know if it's that important, but they explained that it was actually a silk spider, and they spend their whole life building this web that they swallow and regurgitate. And if their web breaks, then they die. They have no means to catch anything. And even though I'm not a fan of spiders, I was like, that's really cool, though. Like, you can't even deny. That's pretty cool.
I think you just educated a lot of us, because I didn't know that. That is very cool. Ooh, see, note for self. You got to learn something from you, I'm telling you. Fountain of information over there. I know you are. Okay, last question. Most useless talent.
Ooh. I don't know if I'm ready to share this.
Oh, come on.
I can make this really weird sound.
I love these. Okay, you got to do it. What is it?
Okay, so I just want to explain that my mouth is closed when I'm making the sound, because I feel like it's going to help people conceptualize it.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Seriously.
Sounds like a little hamster or something.
It does.
Or maybe a little pig.
It does. That is so cool. It's really cool. All right. Now, again, tell everybody where they can reach you and get all the latest details of the music, videos, and what's going on in your life.
You can find me all across social media at Therese Music, or at The Therese Music on TikTok, or at my website, TheTherese.com. We just couldn't get Therese Music for everything. Don't judge me. I did my best. But, yeah, everything will be there, and all the updates, and I would absolutely love to connect with you off of the show. And if you're coming from the show, shoot me a message and say hi.
Sounds good to me. So we want to remind everybody, for Sad Girl Summer is out today, the brand new EP by Therese. Live performance I cannot wait to see. So I'm going to see it, and I'm going to come talk to you, and we're going to have a long chat.
Yes, that's going to be so amazing. I can't wait.
All right. Listen, you take care of yourself. Thank you once again for joining us here on Music's Journey, and I'm going to have you back. We'll talk some more music and more lyrics and life.
Amazing. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. You take care of yourself.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you to my very special guest, Therese, for coming on the show and talking about her brand new debut EP, Sad Girl Summer, which is out today, and you guys can download it, you can share it, put it onto your playlist, all your streaming platforms, and don't forget to call your local radio station. And I'm sure that you are going to love this one. Great messages along the way for this brand new EP, and what a great young artist. Incredible. Lots of history there for her, and she's going to have such a bright future. So really look forward to seeing what she does next. You don't want to miss the shows that I have lined up for you. I have Jade Eagleson, Parmalee, Texas King, Smoke and Ashes. Jay Coote is back. I cannot wait to talk to him. Mac London is also back. And we have Jess Moskaluk. We have Stephen Lee Olson, Ryan Laird, and so many more. So that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Have yourself a great day, and I will see you next time right here on Music's Journey.
I only show you what I want to show you. Only show you what you want to see. It's a fantasy I'm making for you.